This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
A story begins from Paul Kimball, and then there's the inevitable break. Not a plot, not E.T., not a ghost, not the trickster, but the way it is. Paul, go ahead.
Sure, yeah, very quickly, because I've talked about the Henry Allen before, and but, you know, he talked about being ravaged by the spirit, wrapped up in God. He left a journal, which is a primary document of great importance in Canadian history. I mean, while you guys were fighting a revolution, we were having a spiritual revolution up here in the Atlantic colonies, which is one of the primary reasons why my ancestors here in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, didn't join the revolution. They were wrapped up in God, literally, in this revival led by Henry Allen. But he left this journal and he described his experiences in great detail. Well, that's what I find interesting. People's personal journeys, and could I have that happen to me? Could I somehow summon that experience myself if there is a God or whatever it is out there? I haven't been able to do that yet, but, you know, there's no way I can scientifically measure that, not the least of which is because Alan's been dead for, you know, 200 plus years. But I don't think even if he was here, there's a way I can scientifically measure it. So I'm more of a, I fall more in the tradition of a folklorist or a historical researcher or an oral researcher, you know, like oral history, like Studs Terkel, plus also an experiencer in the sense of, you know, I want to go out, like the guy who climbs the mountain himself. I want to go out and see if I can experience it myself. And then all I can do is say, look, here's my story. Here's Holly's story. And by the way, we do take gear with us. Here's what we caught on camera or on our audio recorders or whatever. And I don't think that stuff is ghost hunting gear. I just think they're tools that allow you to interact with whatever might be out there. But also maybe, just maybe, and I think in our case, absolutely, record some of it so that you can show folks and say, look, we're not crazy, or we're not lying, or we didn't make this up. This backs up what we're telling you. And then I suppose you can always find somebody who said, well, you faked that too. I'm not that good. I don't know anybody I can employ that is that good to just sort of fake stuff in the moment that we caught. But, you know, even then, all I can do is say to folks, you can either trust me and believe me or not. And if not, don't watch the show. Like, if you think I'm lying, well, go watch something else. I'm just telling you I'm not. But I'm also telling you I don't care if you think I'm lying, because I'm satisfied that the things we experience really happened. You know, I don't know what it means yet. That's why I'm glad we have two more seasons at least that I get to go out and do this, because every time we go out and do it, we experience something more. And I think we learn something more, if not about the phenomenon, than about ourselves. And then that always leads me back to, well, okay, what's the point of all this? The point of all this, I've come to believe this over the years, the more I've looked into it, and this includes UFOs too, and all the paranormal stuff, is to discover more about ourselves than about what it is, whatever it might be. And, you know, it's not like trying to give us the secrets of the universe or world peace or anything like that, although maybe. I just think it's trying to make us think about ourselves and come to a greater understanding and awareness of our own emotions, our own place in the universe or on this planet, the people around us, you know, our relationships with them, and using emotion and using that kind of stuff to sort of bring things out of us that maybe we didn't even know was there. And I can tell you, I'm different now at 50 than I was at 40 before I started doing this. And I think some of that change emotionally and mentally and philosophically has to do with what I've experienced doing ghost cases, but now doing haunted and, you know, hanging out with Holly, having somebody to travel with, to take the journey with together. I can't speak for Holly, but I'm pretty sure that if she was here, she'd tell you the exact same thing, that it's changed her. In my case, for the better, I think, and in her case, for the better, too. I think we're both better people for having gone through it, whatever it is. And maybe that's the point of it all.
Let's go back to your experiences with the first show. And you mentioned feeling like quitting. And the implication in what you said is you left the first show for that reason. You kind of had enough or something. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. And like I said, some of it is business related. I fell out with my co-producer. It happens. We just saw things differently. That's where I'll leave it. But there was, even before that happened, I was also starting to think, you know, this is like Holly and I used to joke that we really needed to take a trip together to do an ayahuasca purging, you know, with a shaman in the depths of the Amazon or something like that. Or I have a very good friend who's an Anglican priest, you know, Church of England, or sorry, not Church of England, Episcopalians for you guys. And he said, look, you know, I know folks, anytime you guys need an exorcist or anytime you guys need a cleansing or whatever, you know, you probably do, then we can help. And so you start to think like, wow, is there something, what are the implications of all this? And there is an element of it that's frightening, that if there are forces out there that maybe you shouldn't be messing with. And I've experienced stuff, and I've met people, including, you know, my own wife, who've experienced things throughout their lives that seem not benevolent. Let me put it to you like that. I won't say malevolent. I'll just say not benevolent, which is to say not necessarily having our best interests at heart, whether they mean us harm or not, or whether it's just we, you know, they don't care, whatever they are, and we might be unwilling victims or whatever to whatever their plans are. I don't know. I don't even know if any of this is all real. So there you go. There's the conundrum I'm in. But yeah, there's no question. Then there was this feeling like, I don't want to do this anymore. And especially after the trip Holly and I took to Europe, where I had some really weird stuff happen in the Czech Republic. I mean, just stuff that I didn't even tell Holly about at the time, because I thought, you know, Holly's going to think I'm crazy. And that's a guy who had just spent 6 months investigating ghosts with her, thinking that she would think I'm crazy because of what I would tell her I had just experienced in the Czech Republic. And, she, you know, she was in the same, not there with me, but she was in the same town, obviously. So, you know, eventually I told her. I think she read it in my book, because the first time I talked about the shadow people of Chesky Krumlov was in the book. I finally figured, yeah, sure, why not? So I'm not afraid about talking about any of this. I don't care if I look foolish or stupid. The experiences were real. And in some cases, they're quite frightening. And you don't know what to make of them. So leading up to the current season, some of it's just physical. At 50, you know, you get tired after a 16-hour day. It's much easier to just spend your time behind the camera. But it's emotionally taxing. It's mentally taxing. And you just sort of say, is this really what I want to do? Or maybe this is a younger person's game, like Holly or Dylan. And Holly prevailed on me, and my brother too, which was weird. He said, look, you got it. You and Holly, you're the team. You're gold, which was nice of him to say. You know, he said, like, the show, it's not that it wouldn't be anything without you, but it would be like Robert Patrick replacing David Duchovny. We might get a really good guy, but there is a dynamic between Holly and I. And I said, yeah, you know what? I'll keep doing it. As long as Holly's willing to do it, as long as I have her with me, I'm willing to do it.
You're signed for 3 seasons. I hope you're okay with that.
We signed for 3 seasons afterwards. The great thing is, we're signed for 3. I could leave. Like, it's not contingent on me being part of it. It is contingent, I think, on me being a producer and maybe, and a director. And I have to earn a living, so I can do those things. But to be in front of the camera, to be the guy who's experiencing it, that's different. So my business partner, Ron Foley McDonald, comes over last night. And I show him the episode where the really good evidence, something screams at Holly. There's just no other way to put it. And we can't explain it. And we've looked. We tried everything. So it's this anomalous sound that frightened, you know, the pants off her kind of thing. And Ron's sitting there, and he's watching this. And I'm looking over, and here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay, is the sound mixed good, Ron? You know, did I get the color grading right? Blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't care. He's like frightened out of his wits. And when he left the office and he was going home, he said, you know, I live alone. I'm in my house. I'm going to be looking at shadows and stuff like that. And I went, well, cool. 2 things. One, good television. I've edited this right. I've created a journey within that half hour that is scary. But that's not fake. That's reflective of what actually happened. So that's also, you know, that's the kind of thing that Holly and I experienced. And, you know, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm sort of at a loss for words, which is kind of odd for me. But this experience has left me at a loss for words more than once. And it's the kind of thing where you have to have somebody with you that you trust, that is your friend. I do not want listeners to hear this, to take this the wrong way, that you love, that you have that kind of friendship with, as Holly and I do, where you can pick up again after 9 years of not really seeing each other. And it's just like, boom, we're back at it. And that kind of trust and love and relationship as friends that allows you to do that. I wouldn't do it. And I sort of have that relationship with Dylan, too, in an Obi-Wan to Anakin kind of way. Wait, that ends badly for both of us.
Well, I'm going to have to end this segment and then go on with Paul Kimball, Gene, and Chris. You're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
A really, really good vibrato there, Mr. Kimball.
I see. Yes, well, it's a good something.
Yeah, well, one day we'll figure out what that good something is. Just briefly here, right now, Haunted is only seen in Canada, or are you getting into the States with this?
No, it's only going to be available in Canada, and frankly, EastLink is a regional network here in Atlantic Canada, They have affiliates throughout the country, so eventually it'll crawl across the country, I think. And, you know, then we'll try and distribute it around the world. Ghost Cases, for instance, you can watch it on Amazon and Amazon Prime. I think Greg Bishop downloaded them a year ago. So, you know, you can find Ghost Cases out there. It's available. And hopefully Haunted, because I'm nothing against Ghost Cases, but, you know, the production values were not where I wanted them to be and a whole host of things. And frankly, you know what? I'm not sure from a professional point of view my heart was in it. I wasn't doing my best work because I had come out of this horrible feature film experience. So I am on the top of my game now as a television director and producer. My last project was a feature film that won awards around the world and went into 80 festivals. So I'm like, zoom, I'm in the zone. So I'm just happier with this show on a whole host of levels. But in particular, you know, just as good television, as creating a product that I think is honest, but also well put together. So I really hope it receives wide distribution, but that's kind of out of my hands. At the moment, all I can do is say it's available in Canada or will be starting October 17th. And then hopefully, eventually, as Ghost Cases was available everywhere else too.
A very silly question. As a director, if someone came to you and said, you know what, Paul, we like your attitude. Joss Whedon is not doing it anymore. Zack Snyder isn't. Justice League 3, 2022. You're ready for it.
That's not going to happen. But if
of course.
I'll tell you two things. One, I'm a huge comic book fan, especially DC Comics. I'd love to. I'm sure whatever they pay you would be awesome. I'd turn them down. I don't have the ability to do that. It's not within the abilities that I have. I'm an indie filmmaker, so I'm more like Ingmar Bergman or that kind of thing. I would not be prepared to direct a multi-million dollar film, and I don't think I ever will, because it's not the kind of thing I'm interested in doing. I prefer smaller crews and different types of stories. I like watching those films, as long as Zack Snyder isn't directing them, Hack Snyder. But, you know, it's no. I'd say no. You know, the money's great, but no thanks. I'm happy where I am.
So you think Joss doing reshoots for Justice League, he's going to kind of clean it up?
No idea. Talented guy, though, unlike Snyder, who is a hack. So hopefully, maybe. But I don't know. I'll go watch it, and it's either going to be good like Wonder Woman or terrible like Batman versus Superman. We'll see.
Well, the biggest thing, the best thing about Batman v Superman was Wonder Woman. Her presence, you know, shines. What do you think about the TV stuff before we get on with other business? The CW TV shows, you see them at all?
I do. You know what? It's weird. If I was a kid, if I was like 18 or 15 or 14 and this was happening, it was what we dreamed of back in the 70s and 80s when we were all kids, my friends and I. Like, oh, if only they had a crappy Justice League show, I think, for like half a season or something. And, it, you know, wow, this is awesome. And yet, here's the thing. Sometimes, be careful what you wish for. So I watched Arrow for a couple of years, and then the one that was really good was Flash. I thought the first season or two was really well done. But then that started to bog down. Daredevil, the first season of Daredevil on Netflix was some of the best television I've ever seen. Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin was amazing. Charlie Cox was amazing. And yet, you know what? Most of the other Netflix offerings, Jessica Jones was really good too. Have been underwhelming. The Defenders series was terrible. I mean, just terrible. So it's a mixed bag. And I don't watch as much of the CW stuff. I'll still tune into The Flash a bit. And I do watch the Netflix stuff, Iron Fist. I even watched Iron Fist. But
that was kind of a stretch. Iron Fist was not quite as good as the others.
No, there are things I would do differently with all of them. I think the one that's a real success has been Daredevil. That's the one that, you know, you sort of look at and go, yep, that one they got right. And Jessica Jones. Those are the two. And the first two seasons of The Flash. Everything else, not really for me.
I kind of like the musical version of Flash called Duets. Don't know if you saw that. Because all these people who are on these shows are Broadway stars or from Glee or something. So they're all good at singing.
The reviews for that episode were awesome because it's Supergirl too, right? He duets with Supergirl.
Yeah, well, Supergirl also is a pretty good singer, but Grant Gustin is like watching a young Dick Van Dyke. He has that kind of dance attitude. He's the guy who plays Flash.
Cool. Then my thing is put him in a show where he can be a young Dick Van Dyke. But if he's playing Barry Allen, the Flash, I don't want to see him sing. I want to see him be the Flash. Yeah. So I
can't believe what I'm hearing. They have musical. superhero shows?
It was one episode, and the reason they did it is because everybody on there was a Broadway star. You had, like, Victor Garber, of course, we're familiar with, and Jesse L. Martin from Law & Order, who also appeared in the original Broadway cast of Rent. And you have Jeremy Jordan from Supergirl, who's a Tony Award-winning actor. That's why you did it, because they're all singers, and they decide to exploit that. Let's get away from the superheroes.
Yeah, don't take this wrong, but, man, that sure sounds gay.
Nothing wrong with musicals. I mean, not everybody has to be gay.
Well, musical superheroes, it's like, oh, my.
Look, I love musicals. When Holly and I were in London, we went to 5 musicals in 4 days. We saw 2 in 1 day. Love them, love them, love them, love them. Don't want to see it on a superhero show. So that's,
yeah, exactly. I'm okay with musicals. I mean, I have my other preferences. But, you know, I've gone and seen, you know, the odd musical when I was in New York and
that
stuff.
Sounds odd. The way you say it sounds odd. I remember one thing, too. When we lived in New York, my wife was a singer, and therefore we'd see that. I'll just give you one final thing. Watching the composers of the movie La La Land, the music from there, wrote one song for Grant Gustin in duets at the close where he proposes to Iris West, and that he sings a song from those people. That's all. I think it's worth watching. Let's get back to ghosts and weird stuff and all that. Now, I'd like to look at the stuff that made you want to quit, Paul, like in the first season of the other show. You implied some real big stuff was going on as you're filming just very recently. Can you give us some more details on what happened?
Oh, sure. Well, here's the Queens County Museum, which is, you know, it's there's so much to unpack in that one, but I went upstairs. It was the first episode we did in the season, and first time I'd been back for 9 years. So Mac Tonies, for folks who know me, was one of my best friends. He and I used to joke. In fact, he visited me here in Halifax once, and we drove out late one night. We were listening to Smith's music, and, you know, this is going to sound very bromancy, but we got to the edge of a lake, and we just parked the car. This story is not going where you think it's going. And we were listening to the Smiths, and the song...
Actually, after we discussed the musicals, by the way, ladies
and
gentlemen.
There you go.
We're talking about musicals, and we have him and Mac Tonies. But before we do that, let me leave a cliffhanger, because it's not what you think, but obviously it's something fascinating about Mac Tonies, who was also a friend of the show. We had him on. We had some really enjoyable episodes. I enjoyed his book, and I kind of feel that if he was around longer, that book would have been fleshed out further. We've got more to come with Paul, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so you and Mac Tonys are together.
Just listening to Morrissey, just something wrong there.
Quiet, heathen. Anyway, so
it sounds like there's a song on Howard Stern where someone sings, "It's just wrong."
There was this great time when Walter Bosley, me, and Greg were doing Radio Misterioso in the studio at Kill Radio when Greg was still there. And he said, "I'm going to put some music on. I got to use the washroom." So he left. And when he left, I turned to Walter. I said, "Hey, watch this," because Greg hates the Smiths. So I locked the door. I locked him out of the studio. Then I put the Smiths on. You could hear from the hallway, "What the?" And, you know, fill in the blank and bang, bang, bang. And it was "There Is a Light That Never Goes Out." And I said, "Mac told me to play it." And,
classic.
Walter was laughing his head off. So anyway, there we are. We're sitting, you know, "There Is a Light That Never Goes Out." And it's all about dying. And if the 10-ton bus killed the both of us. And we made this Harry Houdini-like pact, which is whoever would go first. And I thought it would be me for a host of reasons, not the least of which is I was older than Mac. You know, they'll come back. If you can come back, they'll come back. Try and make contact kind of thing. So Mac died just after Ghost Cases started filming. So when I shot Ghost Cases, I would have done this back then. But he was still alive, and he passed away a couple of weeks after our first episode aired. And that, I have to admit, that there was a little bit of that that got me out of the ghost thing too. Long story. You know, I was really depressed at that. There's no other way to put it. So, flash forward, and I frankly just go in and I say, "Look, I don't care what," I didn't quite say it like this, "but I don't care what ghosts might be here. This is where I'm back ghost hunting, and I'm going to call in my chit with Mac. This is my bet, the bet that we made. I took Zorgrot, for anybody who knows, my stuffed alien duck that I from a planet that I can't name for security reasons. And Mac was a big fan of Zorgrod. We traveled with him, whatever. And I said, look, I'm going to put Zorgrod on top of a mannequin because Mac loved mannequins. And being a museum, they had a bunch of these mannequins up in a storage area. And Mac, if you are out there in the great wide open, come on down. I'm inviting you down. This is where we do the bet thing, right? So push the duck off the mannequin or do something. So I'm upstairs in what they call the void, which was an archive room. And if you turn the lights off, it was a void. You couldn't see like 2 inches in front of your face. So the void wasn't referring to anything paranormal. It's just you couldn't see anything. But they had reports of all sorts of paranormal activity up there. Holly was at the bottom of the stairs leading up to the void. I couldn't see her. And Kim Bennett, who was somebody we had for the first few episodes of the show, just kind of a friend who came along, she was out in the room just past the stairwell. So there you go. And she had the REM pod. Now, if anybody knows what a REM pod is, you can see it on Ghost Adventures or whatever. And among other things, it'll light up if somebody moves around it. It has a temperature gauge, and if the temperature changes, it'll go red for temperature going up or blue for temperature going down. But, and it'll make a little beep, beep, but it's not supposed to keep the blue on or the red on and just keep going beep. Anyway, I'm up in the attic, and I say Mac's name. You know, I'm up here, and I'm going to do this thing with Mac Tonies. And Holly knew Mac. She had met him. And as soon as I said that, I didn't hear it, but downstairs, the blue light on the REM pod came on, and it started going beep. And so Holly waits a bit, and then she calls up. She doesn't want to ruin the shot. We're professionals. And she calls up, and she says, Paul, when she realizes I'm done my setup for that segment. And I go, yeah. And Dylan's still filming. And she says, look, as soon as you said Mac's name, the REM pod down here kicked off. It like it started beeping, and it's been going ever since. And I went, okay, well, that's weird. And I'm really shortening this up. So I go down, I walk past Holly, I walk in, and sure enough, there's Kim sitting there in this darkened room with it, and there's little blue light on it that is going beep, and so it's making the noise, and this blue light is coming on. So I walk over, and I go, sure, I'm going to double down on this. Mac, if you're there, if this is Mac trying to communicate with me, stop beeping. Stops beeping. And here's the really short story. So I kind of had a 5 or 10 minute conversation with, I don't know, maybe it was Mac, but interacting with this and whatever's out there was, I kind of compared it to the episode of Star Trek where Captain Pike in the original series is horribly disfigured and he can only answer with one beep for yes and two beeps for no. And that's kind of how I was playing it. And that's kind of what I was getting. So I will tell you a couple of things about this, and then a whole bunch of other stuff unrelated to that happened later in the night there. So here's a couple of takeaways. One, the REM pod has never behaved like that anywhere else. Other than that place, I didn't do any more, hey, Mac, are you out there kind of things. That's the only place it did that. We checked the REM pod. It wasn't a battery issue. It wasn't anything. This was unique to that location. And the other really weird thing is, so this was back in April. The East Coast Para Conference, I've done it for the last 3 years. It's in Liverpool. It's run by Linda Rafuse and others there. And she, as I mentioned earlier, is the director of that particular museum. And they do sort of ghost nights during the Para Conference. Hey, so you hear Paul Kimmel and Micah Hanks and Ryan Sprague and Greg Bishop speak. And then tonight you can come to the Queens County Museum and we'll do a ghost hunt. And I wound up leading one of those ghost hunts. Or ghost investigations this year, and we took our gear down. Dylan was there. That's important. Dylan Garland was there, my cameraman, and he had been there filming me, of course, when I was doing this Mac Tonies thing. Haven't had anything like that happen since. It had been several months. Everybody else left, sat down, and I just said, you know what? Got the REM pod here. Same room. I'm going to try this again. Hey, Mac, are you out there? Beep, and the blue light comes on and won't turn off. I go, Dylan, because he's in a different room. I was alone. I said, Dylan, you're the only person here who will understand this. You know, so he comes running in. I can't tell you what he said because I assume you guys are PG rated. But he uttered a few profanities that might rhyme with truck. And it's like, holy, like this had not happened ever again.
Let me stop for a second because it's very interesting. What we could do here is reconvene and have more stuff on After the Paracast where there is no censorship. No FCC to block this, so that could be a good promotion. Let's go on.
Sure. So I'll finish the story, because Greg was there, Ryan Sprague was there, too, and Micah Hanks, because they were all speaking, and we'd all gone, and there were a whole bunch of other people, too. So Greg eventually, also one of Mac's best friends, wanders in, you know, what's going on? Ryan had come in first, and Ryan's mind was blown because I explained to him, you know, the circumstances of why this was happening. He's going, oh, my God, you know, is Mac here kind of thing? And I do the Q&A thing again, and it seems to be interacting. Greg comes in, and Greg's very skeptical. He believes me and Dylan that this had happened to us, but he's skeptical of the Mac Tony's thing, but open-minded. And then one of us, and I can't remember who, I think it was me, but it might have been Dylan, said, look, and everybody else had left. It was just me, Greg, and Dylan. Ryan had wandered off to do something else. And we were closing down the night, or Dylan said, look, let's go up to the void, that archive room where the mannequins are, and see if we can get anything up there. And the REM pod had stopped beeping by then because we'd stopped trying to interact with it. So we take it up with us, and we're just standing there. And I filmed this with my iPad, and I am so glad I did because nobody would believe us if we told you this. But we have it. Here it is on camera. Now, have Greg Bishop on and ask him about this. I actually think this blew Greg's mind. Like, I've known Greg for years, dear friend. I've never really seen him flustered. This flustered him. So Dylan is holding the REM pod. We're standing next to a mannequin. Dylan knows about Mac's love of mannequins and his interest in them, you know, as a hobby, whatever. He reaches out, he takes it, he sticks it, because the mannequin doesn't have a head, so the head's, it's their headless mannequin, so there's a place you can put the REM pod. Fits perfectly on it, like it's snug as a bug. Puts it on top of the REM pod, on top of the mannequin, and the thing goes beep with this blue light. And we're all like, whoa! And Greg said something along the lines of, and I'll post this clip on the Paracast. You know what, Gene? I'm all about helping you out. I'll send this to you, and you stick it up in the members-only part. So here's a bonus for you, folks. You'll be able to see this. Greg Bishop, Dylan Garland, and Paul Kimball. And I think it was Greg or maybe Dylan. Somebody said, look, take it off and see what happens if it's not on the mannequin. And Dylan takes it off, and it immediately stops.
Let's do our break here.
Sure.
It stops, and therefore we have to stop. Reconvene with Gene and Chris and Paul. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so now everything stops. Here's the scene. The tension rises. I'm just making that up.
That's a pretty accurate description.
Oh, is it? You see, I just made it up, and I was right. This is the first time in years.
Yeah. Greg, who's skeptical of the ghost thing, ask him. You know, I think mind-blown kind of thing. I think he was a little shaken, and I sure was. And even, you know, Dylan was pretty shaken, too. And we kind of – it was a fun shaken, though, not a frightened shaken. It was like, wow, you know, crazy. And then it was – we left. Like that, you know, at some point you just kind of close it down. But I think we kind of left thinking one of three things. Total coincidence, equipment malfunction that seems to be happening only at this one place because it functions perfectly well and had earlier in the day elsewhere at every other location. Okay, maybe that's true. I call that the Lance Moody explanation. The other possibility, maybe it really was Mac. Maybe you could call out to him. Maybe he's out there. You know, the bet we made all those years ago, or not bet, I guess, but whatever you want to call it, vow or something like that, he paid off. Like he said, cool, you asked, I came. Or third possibility, maybe the more likely one, is that something was pretending to be Mac, interacting with us because we had opened the door and said, oh, okay, I'm going to play for good reasons or bad, I don't know. I'm going to pretend I'm this Mac Tony's guy that you guys all seem to like. Those, to me, are the only three possibilities. Occam's Razor, ghosts. We're putting that on a t-shirt. That's one of our slogans. Occam's Razor, ghosts. But we all left, all three of us. Dylan went in a hardcore skeptic. For him, it was just a gig. And all three of us, when Dylan and I finished the first season, Dylan said, yeah, my view of this has changed. And I think Greg's view of it might have changed a bit, too, after our experience in the Queens County Museum at the Paraconference. You'd have to ask Greg, to be sure. Did we run into Mac Tony's? I don't know. I'd like to think so. But, you know, maybe we ran into something else. But it was definitely one of those things where, you know, I can't find an explanation for it that satisfies the skeptical part of my mind.
Well, this is, you know, very interesting how things like that happen when you kind of open the door for them, which is kind of what you did here.
Right.
Of course, you have no guarantee, and it's obvious that this is Mac Tony's kind of keeping tabs on you. It could be something else. It could be just, you know, some kind of shtick going on. I don't know.
I'm kind of looking at it now because it's still sitting on my iPad. I don't have the sound playing, but I'm looking at the video. When the blue light goes on, as soon as he puts it on the mannequin, you know, you can just hear three guys go, oh, you know, that kind of like, wow. And maybe it is a coincidence. I don't know. Maybe we see what we want to see, except there is this thing going off in a place. The only time it ever happens is when we did the Mac Tonys thing, for lack of a better term, in this one location. So that's a pretty big coincidence to me. Doesn't mean it isn't, but that seems to me the least likely answer, actually. And the more likely answer is maybe something was trying to interact with us, and maybe even someone, maybe Mac. I don't know, but I'd like to think so.
On the other hand, it could be all of you having this energy because the way you cared for Mac created a circumstance where this happened.
Sure, possible. That's cool, too. That's an interesting sort of thought as well.
Your collective unconscious gave you what you want, but that also creates another possibility for all the paranormal things we see, whether it's a ghost, whether maybe UFOs. We create them.
Greg would just love hearing you say that, and I couldn't actually disagree. There is a co-creative process, I think, underlying many, if not most, of these types of paranormal events.
I agree. Wow. Okay, there we go. We're all in agreement.
Well, okay, well, you can end the show now, because when this happens, well, I don't know. But then again, all that's telling us is that there are a lot of strange things that are happening, and we don't even begin to understand the powers of the human mind, the human conscious, the collective unconscious, any of this stuff. So any of us who have had synchronistic things or coincidences or just escaping a nightmare or disaster can go back and say, did we do that? Did that happen to us? Was it a shared experience? What?
Well, the funny thing is, a lot of this has caused me to reassess some of the things that I had thought about elements of the paranormal, particularly ufology, and particularly certain ufologists. So I've become I've become much more open to the point of, I think, really believing what they're saying. Billy Meyer, Steve Greer. Wow, I'm totally in with Steve Greer now. Okay, sorry, I can't keep a straight face. There you go. That's not true. But somebody can take that as a quote out of context and use it against me down the road. No, those guys are still crazy. The sad part is that they take advantage of what I think is a real phenomenon. I think maybe Meyer and Greer and people like that, they are the worst kind of hucksters, like Sean David Morton. They use people's interest in a subject, their desire to know, to learn, in many, for the people that they take advantage of, their desperation, really, to know, to learn. And they twist it in the most egregious ways. Yeah. And it's such a personal violation that they're not just like your run-of-the-mill hoaxer. Like, you know, say somebody wants to hoax a UFO photo for money. That, you know, fine. I'm not saying fine, but yeah, relatively low rent. These guys are deeply wounding people in the most personal way and doing the greatest disservice to what I think is actually a real phenomenon. That's what really offends me about it, because I go out there and I have these experiences and I talk to real people who have real experiences themselves. And I go, I think there's something profound here at work. And you guys are ruining it for everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. Really, thank you so much for saying that. David Wilcock, Corey Good, Pete Peterson, and Burrish. I mean, you go down the list of people that are, they're not maybe Sean David Morton or Billy Meyer, but they're part of the problem. And they are muddying the waters at the very least. And at the most, as you put it, they are deeply wounding and misleading people and toying with their belief systems and, you know, their inner core. And it's just inexcusable.
Yep, couldn't agree more. And you know what? It's kind of like politics, and I'm not going to mention any particular politician, but if you see somebody who is doing something like that in the political sphere, they're always surrounded by enablers, people who should know better or do know better, but for whatever reason, they go along. I mean, Hitler had a bunch of those people, so I can use Hitler. That's easy. And there were a lot of people within the Nazi system who didn't necessarily believe in Nazism, but they went along for the ride. Ufology has that, too. And I'll just leave you with this name, Richard Dolan. Every time you stand on a stage or sit on a stage with Corey Good, you're doing more harm than good, as the case may be.
No pun
Actually,
intended.
The pun was intended, but sure, it was a terrible pun.
Right, right. I noticed that I've asked Richard Dolan to come back on the show, and maybe he thinks he's not going to get the treatment he deserves. So,
or he thinks he's going to get the treatment he deserves.
There might be that.
We can talk about that and after the Paracast, and I'll explain why he's the worst offender in the Roswell slide scam.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way we're going to lead that. And after the Paracast, Paul's going to be back. He'll be back, and then we'll see what happens. Paul Kimball, tell our listeners, please, where they can find more of the stuff you do.
The best place to look would be our company's website, Winter Light Productions, all one word. So winter is in the season, light is in L-I-G-H-T, and then productions.com.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, and now they're experimenting with twice as many characters. So you can insult us with 288 characters instead of just 144. Isn't that spectacular? I also have another radio show, The Tech Night Owl Live, where I'll be reviewing a 5K TV set that the idiots at UPS left on an open patio on my first floor apartment. Just toss it in there. Anyone could have taken it. But that's where it goes. I still found it. We have that special feature of the show that Paul will be present and accounted for on, called After the Paracast. It's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for sign-up instructions. We give you a version of this show free of the network ads, better audio, and special video features from Paul Kimball and other people. Lots of fascinating stuff there. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com. Paul Kimball, you almost made me a believer in ghosts.
Well, all journeys have to start somewhere, Gene. So,
yeah, thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys. Always enjoy talking.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.